Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're brand new to the show, we want to give you a big welcome. We're all about positive living, how to find positive living, how to pull yourself up when there's challenges, spiritually metaphysical topics. We just go into all of that. Energy healing, the angelic realm are the two main specialties I have. But I'm all about a healthy lifestyle and finding your purpose. Also, we work on raising our vibration, living a fifth dimensional lifestyle where we can choose that. So that's what we focus on here in this show if you're brand new. Now, today we have an interesting topic. We also look at esoteric astrology quite a bit recently because we're finding a lot of information in that. I personally am. I've been studying that, and then I asked the angels for the insights on what we're seeing with these alignments. We've been going through a lot of alignments that don't happen very often. We've had a lot of powerful full moons this entire year. Three super moons, then all of a sudden two full moons in 1 month, and now we have another one coming up on May 19th that is a full moon in Scorpio. It's also a blue moon. But we're focusing more on the aspects of what does that mean and what's going on? Why are we feeling what we are? I've also been seeing reports that something called the Schumann resonance is something that where they measure the electromagnetic field of the Earth, and it's been spiking off the charts. And solar flares are out there, and they're saying that that's affecting. So when you look at things from a science point of view, and I'm just brushing over that quickly, just so you know, to share with you that there's physical evidence popping up with the shift in the vibrational frequency. Electromagnetic fields are around the Earth. It matters, you know, and then you have one around you. Everything has one around it. You know, there's fields everywhere. And when big things happen on a bigger scale like that, it kind of affects that electromagnetic field. And you can look at that like, oh no, what's happening to us? It's changing. Yes, it's changing. But I prefer to look at this and study the positive changes that are happening. And it is raising our frequency. Things feel like they might be moving faster. You may feel physical symptoms. A lot of people have been describing that they just feel differently. They feel they need to change. They feel something big is coming. Yeah. I believe that something big is coming, big change, big transformative times. We have been in them. It's already happening. We're right in the middle of it, but it's not slowing down. It's continuing. It's just moving us through probably one of the most historic shifts ever that we can find in recorded history, really, because it has been quite a while since we've had a big shift. Now, what this is doing with spirituality in people is there's been a lot of spiritual awakening, a lot. And people are still coming on board with that. And they're going, what is this? This is new. If you've been on the spiritual path for years, like I've been on it for a long time, a lot of you have, you find that what it doesn't feel like it's connected sometimes. You feel like, what in the world's going on here? You know, you feel different. You feel a little unsettled. We're calibrating to all this shift in energy. Your electromagnetic field is trying to align with Earth. Okay, you could look at it that way. That's like a way to look at it physically. But honestly, I find that I prefer to look at things inward and spiritually, because we are all made of energy. That's basis of really energy healing. If we're all made of energy, and those molecules are bonded together a certain way, whether it's the belief, the thought, physical, then why can't we change something there? This has been the question of time, right? Well, you know, there's been a lot of evidence where you can shift that. Positive thinking lifts your vibrational frequency. You'll be more in line with where Earth is going. You'll be more in line with higher frequency living, which is the heavy, dense, negative energy falls away as you rise. And you're going to find that the more you're rising, the heavier and the more sensitive you might be to something that's not as positive in your life. You will find that, yeah, wow, you know, I used to be able to just tolerate this and I didn't love it, but, you know, I could ignore it. You may find that you can't so much right now. That's part of it. You're just at a point where, no, you know what? Something's got to change. So what has this got to do with this full moon, right? This full moon is a Scorpio full moon. It's one of the most potent that you could have. And why is that? Scorpio is a sign known to rule over what needs to fall away. Sometimes it's called the spiritual or not the physical death so much, more of the old you death. That's such an intense word sometimes for people on the path new. So I look at it as things that need to fall away or release. It's also, once you're releasing that, the rebirth, and then it's transforming you into something that's going to be more authentically you. The focus that is increasingly becoming more like this needs to be priority, and we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now, is you being your true self, you being authentic to who you are. And here's another one, and if you have something to write this down with, or go back and catch this part, rewind something, just make a note to yourself on this part right here. It's not about what you're doing. It's about how you're doing it. Everybody keeps thinking, do I need to do something different? Do I need to change this? Do I need to do that? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's how you're doing it. That's a really big one that I want you to think about in your own personal life. That's how you're doing it. Really, the soul doesn't care what you're doing as much as it cares how you're doing it, and that your frequency is up and elevated and you're being your best potential. It's very different from the physical world or the physical reality you're living in. It's how are you applying yourself in whatever it is you do. You may not need to change anything you're doing. It might have the intention behind it. It might have an attitude. Do you appreciate it? Are you respecting it? Are you bored with it? Do you need to find a new way to do something better? Things like that. So we're going to go into this in the show. I've asked for angels to bring in the insights, and it was interesting because I already got a sign. I've had three of these in the last 5 days. And this doesn't happen all the time, but when they do, I know something specific. I've had a feather land at my back door, which was a week ago, that I shared with you because that was for everybody. I had another one a couple of days ago that was more personal noted, and I appreciated every bit of it. And I went, wow, you guys are really making yourselves known, because I've been communicating with them. I do every day anyway. But then there was another one this morning when I was asking about the clarity and what we do with this kind of thing. And it was at my front door. And I went, oh, wow. And that just lets, they're letting me know they are there. They're not here to do it for us, including myself, but they're here. They're here for us. They're letting us know things are going to change. They may feel unknown. They may feel a little nerve-wracking at times. You might feel a little not sure, but you have what it takes to get through it. That's exactly what they brought to me to share with you. And I took that message personally as well, but it was really for all of us because I was specifically asking before the show today. So it's really great information. Now, that's what we're focusing on. I have a couple of emails that have come in. I've got a lot of emails that have been coming in for questions. So I take one or two a show. So if I don't get to yours, you know, bear with me, guys, because it's a show and it's a mini reading. But we do the full readings in our membership group. We meet together and we have live gallery readings every month. Over in the Angel Retreat, if that's something you're interested in. I've done the Angel Retreat membership as a way to make it affordable. And also, we have each other on a regular basis, a little bit more specific. We do exclusive content. You can check that out at my website if you'd like. So let me say hello over to some awesome people over in the YouTube live chat that gather. And I see some wonderful familiar faces. Hello to David, Beth, Kelly, Shadana, the journey to becoming me. And wow, she's already saying something out there with that. And let me see what she's saying. Most people are saying good morning. Hello. Hello to all of you. Ravenwolf is out there. And she is saying, what is going on out here? I am all over the place. I feel like I'm a tornado, not bad or good, just going crazy, LOL. We are all in that kind of vibe, I believe. We're all feeling that a little bit. You're right in the pocket with the energy that we're going to talk about today. And Raymond's saying, yes, just like a computer when it's getting upgrades, software upgrades, you can't use it until it's all upgraded. So our spiritual path is the same. Sometimes we feel less connected, but it is for an important reason. Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember when we were talking about that, you know, that very thing about that disconnection. I think it was you, Raven. We were talking about that a couple of months ago, I think. But here's the deal. It is no joke. I mean, if you're not feeling it and you feel like, why, what in the world? I know I have been. Some people are feeling physical symptoms. Now, if you know you're medically okay, guys, I'm not trying to replace medicine here, or if you need to see a doctor, please understand that. But you will feel it. If you have, what it's doing is it's highlighting areas in your life that you might need to pay more attention to. So if you're feeling a lot more physically, maybe you need some clearing in the physical space. Maybe you need to take better care of yourself. Here's some insights. It doesn't mean, oh my gosh, something's horribly wrong. You want to make sure there isn't. But what if you could do something better in a self-care physically? Maybe you just need to clear the energy. Maybe you just need to eat better. Maybe you need to start taking a walk every day or giving yourself some meditation time. A lot of times, if you start to incorporate something like that, if you're having physical things going on, if it's energetically based because you're calibrating here, they ease. It makes the transition smoother. Because we're calibrating, your body is going to be purging out and trying to release the negative energy. Help it along. Help it along. You may also feel this on a on a mental mindset. You might find that beliefs that you were just solidly had your heels dug in are challenging you right now. It might be time for them to be reviewed and maybe tweaked, maybe dropped, maybe just let it go. Let it go and stop letting it pull you down. The energy rising is going to make you feel the lower negative things that need to fall away, and they'll feel heavier. They'll feel like they're pulling in, affecting you more. That'll be a clue. It's also emotionally going to affect you if that's some weak spots that need to be highlighted. Emotionally, what's going on there? You might see that in other people. You might see that within yourself. You don't want to deny your emotions and your feelings. That's very important because the heart chakra has been cracking open now for a good, at least a year, I think longer. But just getting pried open, and emotions and feelings and beliefs and all of that are going to be tying together, because if they don't purge and clear and get out of the way, how are you going to make heart-centered choices moving forward? Have you ever thought of it that way? How are you going to make heart-centered choices if all this stuff's in the way? So this energy helps you see what it is that you personally need to work on, release, let go, heal, because rebirth happens, you know, phoenix rising out of the ashes, all the old just crumbling around you. You might feel the whole world's falling apart around you. That's kind of an intense way to say it, but, you know, I hear that too. That doesn't mean you are, because what was that feather that I got earlier today? It was like, you got this, you do have it, we're here, but you have strength that you don't know you had. And it's not just for me, that was for you too. If you're listening to this, I believe it was for you to hear. You might feel like it's kicking you when you're down, but you're going to learn to grow and strengthen in different ways. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean everything's just going to go downhill here, but you will see, for some people, it's going to feel like that. You will see some things falling away that you didn't think ever would, but that's where we are learning to practice. Whoa, wasn't expecting that one, but I got to find a way to go with the flow. I got to find a way to do this. Now, if you're here, if you're still here, if you're on this awakening path and you feel that magnetic pull is your soul guiding you. And that is your compass. That's your inner compass that will help you in this journey moving forward. So it's good stuff. So somebody's asking over in, let's see, what do we got here? Journey to becoming me. She's saying, sort of feel like I want to accidentally knock a few people out of my boat. You want to look into that. You want to look at why you're feeling that way. One thing that I'm getting from Michael is he's saying, and I asked about this specifically about what, you know, when you feel like this, and I'm also, this is going to answer the question I see that came in a little bit later with Karen. Is this why people are so argumentative lately? I believe so. I absolutely believe so, because, and it's going to answer both those questions, the negativity is going to feel more intense to where nobody can tolerate. And if someone isn't even aware that they're shifting, they're trying to hang on to what they had. They want to hold on to that. Or, you know, that's their defense mechanism kicking in. That's their journey and what they're about. Our practice from a spiritual perspective would be, well, they can be mad and out of sorts and be argumentative if they want, but that is not going to affect me anymore. Sometimes you feel like everything's arguing with you. It does do that. So Carrie, you're right. You're kind of right on spot with that. However, that's more of an emotionally charged balancing for them. It has nothing to do with you. You don't have to try to fix them. You know, they are here to work with their own soul's work, not you. You're doing yours. So sometimes we have to just find our ways to let people be the way they're going to be, even if it's an opinion of us that's okay, that's your opinion of me, but I'm not your opinion of me, as Wayne Dyer always said, right? That's my favorite one in things like this. I am not your opinion of me. That's claiming where you stand. Okay. And you don't really have to get engaged in that if you don't want to. So in some situations where it's extremely toxic for you or really affecting you till you gain some strength here, it's to limit exposure the best you can in certain situations. So that is one question of that. Intuition is the GPS of the soul. Thank you, Raven. That is very much so. Intuition is what you want to trust your own, not what it's coming from outside of you. A lot of this is really pushing us to do that. It's pushing us to go to a place where we're trusting ourselves more. And as this stuff comes up and we just don't tolerate, if you gave yourself some opportunity, you could even do a test run with this. You gave yourself some opportunity to take a break from all those things affecting you, like just take a vacation from it a little bit and then see how you feel and see how things are settling, see what's being drawn to your life. You might find some clarity in that. So it's just a suggestion there, but I would do it. And sometimes you just need the R&R. So what are we talking about? We're talking about how Scorpio energy in this full moon. Now, this full moon is super good. Okay, I'm going to take a break here. And when we come back, I'm going to start diving into some of the aspects of the moon, the Scorpio energy, and what the angels have to say about that one that's going to help us, because this is a great opportunity with this full moon. In some areas where you live, it might be the 18th of May or the 19th, okay? Just depends on where you're geographically located. Sometimes that timeline's going to be different. But this one is an important one because this whole year is shifting us and getting us ready for big transformative times in 2020. I know. And you're like, when is it ever going to stop? It's not. Energy doesn't stop moving forward. It's just going faster and we're not used to it. It's always moved forward. Just a little, it's been slower and it's moving faster. So we're calibrating to that. And that's why we feel the way we do. It's going to help you clean the clutter out of your life, clean the clutter that's negative. It's going to help make room for what you need that will support you in a new vibrational frequency. So that's really a lot of it right there. So everybody, give me a moment here. When we come back, we're going to power on and I'm going to go into some of the details of what this all means for us and how you can make the most of this full moon. Great meditation time because full moons are all about releasing. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our video live stream. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, Join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Welcome back to the show. Now we're going to power on. Let me put some information out there that's good for all of us, and then we'll get back to some questions. So first of all, we are having a full moon in Scorpio. This is going to be a really good time for releasing in a bigger way, because why? Scorpio helps us go deeper and clean the deeper recesses to get out what's in the way. So this one is going to want you to pull back the curtain a little bit more on you. Okay. And for some that don't want to do that, you're like, yeah, I don't want to do that. You know, it feels a little weird and you're like nervous about what you might see about yourself. Don't be afraid of who you are, positive and negative. We all have both. Okay. Everybody has both. It's part of the whole universe makeup is light, dark, but don't be afraid to see who you really are, because that's going to be soul based. That's going to be why you came here. That's going to give you those answers you seek. This particular full moon is a lot about busting open that and opening it up. Not for everybody else to necessarily see, for you to see within yourself. This is all about you going deeper inside, okay? Because that's what you're here to do. You're here to work on what you got going on inside of you. It keeps us from being outside of ourselves on what somebody else is doing, which is actually avoiding what you need to be doing, looking inside. So it's going to help you. It's going to help you find the weight, the energies, the burdens, the sadness, the pain, the fears. Of course, you're going to see fears in there, because that's what we don't need to take us into higher frequencies. We want to get rid of them. You don't need to keep carrying them anymore. You don't need to block yourself. You don't need to be afraid to live up to who you really are. One of the best things you can do when you start to feel that anxiousness or you see what's going on with someone else, try to bring it back inside and divert from that distraction, because they're all going through their individual whatever it is, okay? A lot of that chaos, that arguing, you know, the anxiety you may see in others is their fear coming to the surface to be dealt with, but it's not yours. Watch out, empaths, heads up. You don't want to be absorbing what's not yours. You want to be processing your energy right now, because we can be a better and stronger and brighter beacon of light in the world when we're good here, okay? So you want to use your breath. You want to use your breath. Honestly, it's one of the most economical, easiest things to do when you start to feel that tension is to focus on your breath. Every time it's coming in, you're embracing, allowing, and accepting change. Think about it. I'm going to receive and allow and just go with this flow. And on the out breath, you're releasing whatever needs to go away. It needs to go. Just letting it all go. Just let it go. You deserve it. You deserve this. Where you are in this moment right now is to do this for yourself. Now, all full moons are releasing. Okay, all of them, all of the full moons help you release energy. They do. But this one's a little bit stronger because it does go deeper. It's going to help you figure out how you're holding yourself back, how you're self-sabotaging. The rebirth part is really just breaking down those walls that you've probably built around yourself, and no more hiding from yourself. It's no more hiding from yourself. It's not about anybody else. It's about you not hiding from yourself and really facing, okay, yeah, I don't really like that part about me. Or you won't forgive yourself about certain sections of that. And if you're in this place right now, spiritual awakening, you're not who you were 5 minutes ago. You're not who you were 10 years ago. You're not who you were yesterday. It's letting that go. You got to let it go. And the more you realize, wow, okay, I'm just so hard on myself. I don't believe I can achieve. I don't believe I can do this. That's a belief that's got to go away. That would be one of the negatives that's going to feel heavier and heavier. It might be that you're feeling that more. It's like, why am I starting to feel so down about that? Because it's bringing attention to what needs to go away. Maybe that's a belief or a thought. You see? That's how that works. So, I mean, yeah, no more hiding, right? Everybody's over there going, whoa, I know. But it's no more hiding from yourself, right? No more pretending or avoiding. And, you know, it's being accepting of all parts of you. Accepting that you got really angry that that happened to you. And then processing that anger and transmuting that into something more positive. Okay? It's not pretending you never got angry or, oh, it's okay. And you know it's not because you feel that resentment in there. It's, you know what? Yeah, I really was angry. I really was angry at myself for not standing up for myself or whatever that might be. And then you can process it. Once you've identified it, once you've said acknowledged it, now it brings it to the table so it can be processed in a positive way and moved on. Some are going to be bigger than others. Some of it's pain, sadness, loss. Could be loss. I know. All of those things. Scorpio is about, let's clean this closet out. Let's get real. Let's clean the slate. Let's rebirth this thing and transform and change. Honestly, when you think about it that way, it makes me feel refreshed. Now, Michael is a very good angel. Archangel Michael, your guardian angels. Michael, if you did not know, oversees your guardian angels. So that's all the protective, gets rid of the fear, helps you feel strong enough and brave enough to conquer. But also the one thing that he keeps reminding me to tell you is you've got to stay grounded in this. You've got to take your time to catch your breath, feel your breath, connect with it. Slow down. Make sure you're grounded. Don't be flying off the handle everywhere. If you start to feel spacey, can't focus, ground. Grounding. That's feel the bottom of your feet on the ground is a simple way to do that. It brings the spirit and your soul back into the body if it's trying to take off. No more taking off. No more avoiding. No more hiding. Be here, be present, just do it. You know, we're here. This is an experience of a lifetime, what we all have an opportunity to do. All of us. I mean, wow, come out of the spiritual closet. Yeah, that's a way to put it. Yes, aw. With me, it's feeling insecure about my gifts. I'm releasing it. Perfect. That's from Ravenwolf. No more hiding. Let's see. Kelly saying, this week started out with me waking up to a live bee sleeping on my dream journal. Huh? I think it's a sign that things are going to level up spiritually. Yes. Well, busy bees, they're busy. What are they doing? They work very hard. So you know what, Kelly? I think that's positive too. And have you ever noticed that all these things like bees or anything like that, you know, they just, if they are coming into your life all of a sudden, like for me, I've had an interesting one with love bugs. And I asked the universe, I know all the people in the retreat know that, but I was like, okay, yeah, they've been a little heavy this year. But I just started laughing about it because I'm like, well, okay, there's a lot of abundance of love all around me. It's a little bit like, universe, are you smothering me in love? I do feel loved. Thank you. And I just said that and I was being lighthearted about it. At the same time, it's like, okay, I'm good. I believe you. I believe the universe loves me. Yeah. And we let it go. But then they eased off around my house. I went, really? And then I was like, oh, okay. And then it's like, do I feel love? Boom, they came back. So I went, okay, guys. All right. Can we go back to the feathers? Let's just go with the feathers. But you know, these are just experiences. These are experiences of energy, the universe, the sinking, the paying attention. The more you're aware and you can notice the little finer details in life like that, the more it opens up and you see this entire new world where the universe does support us. So that's a good thing. Now, Scorpio energy again, let's go back there. Now, this energy is taking us to explore ourselves. The parts we don't like are probably going to be highlighted so you can work on that. And it's like, if you're not that way anymore, and you're still holding yourself accountable for the way you might have had an attitude about something 40 years ago, why? This is definitely not the same earth that it was 40 years ago. Why are you doing that? You need to ask yourself that. So the energy is going to be helping you lay a brand new foundation of energy. Restarting. I mean, literally, let's build a new plan here within me. Let's just take that and level it to the ground. Think of a building that just gets leveled. It's no good anymore. Condemned, doesn't hold anything anymore. It's leveled, done. You're going to rebuild it and you're going to make it better and you're going to make some improvements. But you can't keep and hold on to what's not there anymore. So that's what you're doing inside. It's very much that way. It's also asking us about which direction we're going. And like I said at the very beginning, and if you didn't remember or you didn't write it down, it's not what we're doing. That'll be an interesting little tidbit and clue to help you with this energy. It's going to be more about how you're doing it. How are you doing it? Not what you're doing, how. Yes, the what might change, but if you really love what you're doing, but it's not working or changing, I mean, I'm even experiencing that and I'm working on that. It's how are you doing it? Was there a better way? Is there an approach? So open up to the how, you know, open up to the how. At one point, you know, the who, what, where, when, you know, remember that in English? It was like, who did it? Who, you know, we're not doing about the who. The who is you. Okay. I know. I'm a poet at times. And then it's not the what you're doing. It's the how you're doing it. It's the how. We're on the how. Okay. How am I doing this? How can I do it better? How can I improve on this? How can I take this as a building block and improve how I'm doing this? How can I shift it? How can I rethink this? How can I see this from a different perspective? Put how in front of a bunch of questions to ask yourself and see what you come up with then. It's not concerned about what you're doing. None of this energy is the soul. It came here with a plan for you to grow and ascend on a spiritual-based level. You're a spiritual being living a physical life right now. It's not the other way around. You came here to learn. You came here to experience. You came here to teach something that you know that you can help somebody else do. You came here to feel this world. You came here for the adventure of a lifetime. I'm seeing all kinds of flashes. Okay. They want my attention, so let me stop and listen. I'm getting, that doesn't happen in the show very much, but yeah, obviously they need to tell me something. So let me listen for a second, and then what do you want me to say? Oh, okay. They're saying that when you take the breath, when you feel like you need to slow down and you need to do that deep breathe in and out, slow it down. And as you're taking the deep breath in, focus on the word joy and think how joyful I am in a new way of life, like claim it. Then when you go to release, you're letting go of all of the concerns, the anxieties that were surrounding the situation. Thank you very much. That was from Raphael. I was thinking, that did not come in as Michael. Michael's a little bit different with that energy, but this was a definite spark. If you're feeling overwhelmed, I'm also feeling another one. I feel a team coming in. And Shamuel, Archangel Shamuel, is beautiful for one step at a time. If anxiety is getting to you and you're just getting overwhelmed, you're not being focused in your moment. You're not focused in your now, so you want to do that. So I'm going to take one more break before we close out this show so I can get catch my breath. I have a couple of emails I want to answer quickly, and we're going to wrap up some of this energy that we're talking about with Scorpio's full moon. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Wow, we had a lot going on in the break. I was over here catching up on the chat on YouTube, and we have Journey to Becoming Me is having an awesome releasing moment. I want everybody over there to send her a big hug and love. She is saying, I'm stirring all kinds of stuff up today. Well, I'm the messenger, and I'm sharing what's going on, but yeah, it's been already stirring up. And she's like, you're going to need to open a physical building where we can all go for shelter. And I'm thinking, whoa, I had one for 8 years, actually. But I went online. We do that with the Angel Retreat. We're there for each other. And that's online. I went online because everybody that I was drawing in to help was everywhere in many countries. And I felt led to do it that way. So that's why we do it this way. Also, now she's crying, and that's awesome. She's crying. Fantastic. Keep crying. That's releasing and letting things go. That's beautiful. The heart's opening up. I'm proud of you, and she's sharing it with us. That's awesome. And thank you, David. David was right there picking her up and sharing that. Let it go. Let it flow. That's fantastic. Absolutely beautiful. And then relaxing meditation. She's saying hello. She's saying, if I find that people don't like people that are so joyful, I have a habit of being joyful at work and some people can't stand it, as if they don't like to see people smiling and it brings them down. I can personally vouch for that. I have people that just flat out don't like me because I'm too positive at times. I learned to make that just be okay. I don't try to rub it in their face. I just move on. They're in a place where they're dealing with their own response to that. So it's more detaching in that area. Remember, now I'm going to go over a couple of things quickly, and I got to move fast because I'm running out of time. Big thing I want you to hear, there's no wrong choices in life. Here's the beautiful part of that. Guess what? You get to have a choice every single day. You can choose to stay the same. You can stay in your comfort zone, or you can try something new. You have the freedom of choice inside you. That's your domain. That's your kingdom. There's no rules for that inside you. That's you. Okay? Every day you can decide what you want to do. And there's no right or wrong choices. It's just part of the journey. It's part of the adventure of being here. Okay? Nothing like that. Now, if this energy feels heavy around the moon, just let it go. If you feel like crying, use some energy clearing tactics, you know, or techniques that, you know, work for you. Now, I'm going to quickly keep going on because I want you to know and believe that you're worth every bit of this. Now, we had a couple of emails come in, and I'm going to go quickly here. One of them is about Donna writes, I keep seeing 911. I Googled this and found 7 meanings. Can you please guide me in the right direction of its meaning? Well, first of all, I tapped in and asked specifically to you, Donna, because a lot of times numbers mean different things for people. But if you're seeing that repetitively and you said you keep seeing it, that's a reminder for you to be your true self. You're right in the pocket of the spiritual awakening. This is about being our authentic self. So it's be true to yourself. It's also, I was picking up that you're in full swing of a spiritual awakening. You're really in it bigger than you've ever been before. It's a path that will help you go inward to find the answers you're looking for on that. Your soul's leading you. It's about the choices going forward that'll be more from your heart. That's going to be more important to you. And it sounds like that's what you've been seeking. Things that, you know, you just feel different about your choices now. Right in the pocket. The confidence of trusting your inner guidance is what's going to strengthen you in the next steps on your journey. You're just ready to do this. So go do it. And that's what I picked up for that one. The other one that I had that came in is from Lisa. Lisa writes, "My son is struggling with career job issues, and I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be. I'm helping people, but my workplace is very tough, is a very tough environment to feel good in." Okay, that goes. First of all, I have to give this honest answer for one part of that. She's asking about her son. If he's in career job issues, that means he's an adult, and I don't feel right reading someone that didn't ask me personally. It's like without permission. So I, to respect your son's privacy, I'm not going to answer that half. And that's just out of me honoring someone else's space. Okay. I don't invade that. So we don't, and you wouldn't know that if the, you know, if you've never asked that before. So this isn't a fussing. It's more of a, just explaining why I'm not going to address your son, but I am going to answer for you. Your workplace is more about how you're helping people might be a clue for you. How you're helping them is going to be a big one for you. Your workplace, more of a shielding up when you're there. Just protect yourself. Put the intention of, I'm going to go in there protected and shield. And anything that is affecting me negatively is going to bounce back off and away from me. And you thrive in helping. I can feel that. It's about more of a shielding detachment from how they're being or their energy, because they're processing their energy. And it's about maybe how you're doing it. Maybe you're trying to help when you don't need to, and maybe you just are trying to help too much. Sometimes we have to leave them alone. So that's what I was picking up. I am sending out some wishful and positive energy in regards to your son, that he may find a clarity on which way he wants to go with that and what's going on for his issues without actually reading it. I also feel that you're going to change what you're doing, not necessarily change a lot of what it is you're doing. It's more how you're doing it. I really feel that for you. It was interesting. I got these questions for today with the show topic. That's just how that works. It's fascinating to me. Remember, you are worth every bit of this transformative time. It is a way to completely rewrite everything about what you experience. Everything. Everything. And then, the other thing is, when we have choices that we make every day, if you keep making the same choice over and over again, you're not happy with the result. That's kind of a Albert Einstein thing. Can't solve the problem with the same mind that created it, kind of thing. So you want to change and try something different. If you really love what you do, try it. Try approaching it a different way. That advice has been coming in repetitively for several weeks now. And when you spend time doing what you love and you spend time with restoration when you need it, you spend time with self-care, you spend time with a healthy diet, you take the time to have exercise or meditation, or you just take the time to make a choice that's right for you and then trust that, this whole world that seems to be crumbling around you is going to change. It's going to shift what you experience. That's just how, in metaphysical terms, how law of attraction works. But we're moving up. We're moving up. We're aligning to move up into a different frequency of life. That would be a different outlook. That would be a different way to approach things. That would be a different perspective. Or, I never saw it that way, and now I feel differently about it. A lot of that. You might still live in the same place. You might still have the same job. You might still be in the same relationships, but they'll change. They'll be different. The ones that fall away or need to fall away, that's the part that we need to not try to heat keep. We just need to let it fall away, if that makes any sense. You just need to let it go. You need to let it be. Some will be harder than others, but in the long run, your soul is going to find the peace it's looking for. Absolutely. It will find the peace. The Scorpio moon is coming in on the 19th, maybe the 18th for you. You want to check to see when it is for you. I highly recommend that you take a few minutes on that full moon day. You could start doing it now because usually you start feeling these energies a few days before. And just take a moment and breathe in, accepting that you're willing to transform, to rebirth something better within yourself. That's what this is all about. This is really a good time to do it as we move through 2019, because big changes are coming. That doesn't mean bad, but they might feel a little scary if you're holding on to something old. If you're afraid of the new, if you're afraid of the future, that would be a focus. To find ways to release the fear of the future, or stop holding on to the past that just doesn't change. The past has already happened. Everything that you need to do is right here in your right now, right here, right now. That's where you want to be. And you're worth every bit of this. So use this time for that. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. I absolutely love being here with you every week doing live. We never know what we're going to get. And sometimes my stuff works and sometimes it doesn't, but I do keep persevering. I just keep finding a way to get the water around the rock, right? So I want to say thank you guys for that. Thank you, everyone over in the chat. It's been great to be with you guys. I wish and encourage you, if you are looking for a community, we would love to have you over in the Angel Retreat. It is a monthly membership that helps support everything that we put out there. We do exclusive live content. We do readings. We get together. You can hang out with other like-minded people and find the support you need, because there's some great people over there. I want to say thank you, guys. I'm out of time. Love you all. Don't be afraid to live your life the way it's intended to be. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.